Okay, so we'll call this, it's a Sunday night, the first year of the Kayetz Tovshin Samaches session. We'll call it the first year so that on the tape, on the list, it'll be Shir 1, and we're in Chavis Halvavus, Lilu Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Rav Nosson. Is Mr. Schaefer here? Okay. Mrs. Manrix, good to see you back. Good to see everybody, but Mrs. Manrix is special. It's her shear. She owns it. Okay. So, we're at the end of Perek Gimel, the very end. We're going to start with Perek Daled, and then I realized that the end of Perek Gimel is really along the same lines as Perek Daled, and that is practical applications. The Chodesh Halavos gets practical. Again, it's a workbook, so he was being very theoretical till now. So even though we asked all kinds of questions and we gave all kinds of answers and we talked about all signs of scenarios and how you should react and how you should think, but it was all in the realm of the theoretical. The Chodesh Halavos is really going to get now to very down-to-earth practical situations. What do you do with your neighbor, and what do you do with your friend, and what do you do with your boss, and what do you do with your children, and what do you do with... He gets down to very practical situations and how a person with bitachon would react, would think, what the person's emotions should be, what bitachon means to you, how it translates in those situations. So we're at the end of Perek Gimel. I don't know if you have the print that we're using. It's page Kuf Lamed Tes, the new paragraph. But no matter what print you have, it's basically going to be the last paragraph or two in Perek Gimel. The Chivon Shinis Barara, and again, in case you're new here, the words will be a little different if you're not using the Rav Kapach edition. If you're using the classic Chavis Halvavos that you buy in a store, you're usually using the Ibn Tibbon translation. Chavis Halvavos wrote it in Arabic. Ibn Tibbon is the standard translation that existed until, let's say, 15 years ago, maybe, when Rav Kapach came along and he retranslated it from the original Arabic into a flowing modern Hebrew. Ibn Tibbon is a very difficult Hebrew. It's difficult. The flow is difficult. And you have a few Sfarim. I mean, the Ibn Tibbons were famous for their translations. They translated the Rambam's Perush HaMishnayos. They translated Mor Nevuchim. Rav Kapach retranslated all these things. He retranslated Mor Nevuchim. He retranslated Perush HaMishnayos. Retranslated Chavis Halvavos. Anyway, so the words are a little different. That's why I use Rav Kapach's edition. I like it. B'chivin shenes barara hachoval b'nei yodom. Since we clarified that even though, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines and makes what you'll earn, what your parnasa will be, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always busy with parnasa, even though it applies to everything in life. It applies to health, and it applies to mental attitude, and it applies to stress. It applies to everything that goes on in a person's life. It applies to the cake coming out of the oven. It applies to everything. But he usually focuses on parnasa because that's our lives are so focused on that. Making ends meet, paying for things, buying things, acquiring things, having enough money to pay for what we would like. So he says, since we clarified why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world where there's seeming cause and effect, even though it's not really, right? It's not really the cause and effect, really the cause is Hashem. But Hashem didn't want us to sit back and just wait for the money to come down the chimney. He wanted us to work, and in anything we do, as the Chavis Halvavos explained, he wanted us to work. He wanted us to... what we call hishtadlus. He wanted us to be part of that chain of cause and effect process. So you say, okay, and then he explained Hashem wants us to work, and he explained why Hashem wants us to be busy, Hashem wants us to earn our way, Hashem wants us to make bechira as we work. So he says, okay, but really Hashem's like, it's really hard to get used to the idea that Hashem sending us down Parnasa, and with going through certain motions, and really, they're not really cause and effect. Not really. It's Hashem, like the Mon, and He wants us to do this. So okay, I'm doing this. But he says, so if you'll say that, so he says, so how do you know what to do? How do you pick a profession? How do you pick a career? How do you decide what to do? Maybe, okay, Hashem wants me to work, right? So maybe I should take the first job that comes along. Because anyway, Hashem is sending me Parnasa, and He wants me to work to keep busy, right? Or for the other reasons the Chayyus HaLavava says, that he just wants me to go through the motions. So, I don't know, so maybe I should take the first job that comes along. The first job someone offers me, I should take. Because what's the difference? He says, no, don't say that. Don't think you have to do any job that comes along you should really take. The Lashon in Hebrew is Shelo kol adam yehayolav l'sasik b'chol siba mesibas ha-parnasas. So that could mean all the sibas or anything. It means, you know, just take anything, just do anything. Just I think it means whatever comes up, take. It's Hashem's will. Hashem wants me to work. Okay, so I'll take the first job that's offered me. Because what's the difference? Now, he says, he's going to say a few important principles here. His first principle is going to be that it really, Hashem is not this like heartless tyrant. Hashem sets things up that you should be matim for what you're doing. You should have job satisfaction. You should enjoy what you're doing, and you should be cut out for it. If a person is what we used to call a 98-pound weakling, and the first job that comes along offered to him is to be a mover. Mm-hmm. Oh, voila. he's not cut out for that. If a person doesn't enjoy numbers, he doesn't have like a... So he shouldn't become an accountant. So the first you saw of the Chovas HaLavas, again, he's talking like a guidance counselor, right? He's sitting and talking like a guidance counselor, but he's coming from, don't get carried away by what I said till now, that Hashem is providing parnasa, which is still true, and Hashem wants you to work because of the reasons I said, which is still true, so you're going to get all excited and get all inspired, because Ramulim is very inspiring, and you're going to take the first job that comes along. So he says, no. Principle one is you have to make sure you're cut out for it. If you're of an intellectual bent, don't take a job that's more physical. If you're of a physical bent, don't take a job that involves numbers or math or counting or intellectualizing. Make sure you're matim for the job. That's point number one. Hashem wants that. Hashem wants you to be, because Hashem wants you to enjoy your job. And Hashem made, there's a lot of jobs in the world to do. I'm giving you in short what he's going to say. There's a lot of jobs in the world, and Hashem wants every job filled, and Hashem made a lot of people, and everybody's different if you look around. You say, Hashem made cows to give milk, so you see, all the cows are the same. They all look the same. Maybe you can tell them apart, but they're all eating grass, and they're producing milk. All the cows are the same. But people are not the same. Some people enjoy numbers. Some people enjoy physical work. Some people enjoy artistic work. Some people enjoy needlepoint. Some people enjoy creating things. Some people enjoy being more passive. Some people enjoy being more active. Because everybody's different. Every human being is different. And Hashem wants you to be matim for your job. So number one is take something. Make sure you're matim. Don't get carried away. It should be matim for you. Don't take a boring job if you need intellectual stimulation. And if you'd rather have a job that's boring, because, you know, some people enjoy a boring job because then they're free to think about whatever they want to think about. So they want to sit on an assembly line, they enjoy it. They'll sit for 8 hours on the assembly line and they'll connect the widgets to the wheel and they sit and do that for 8 hours. And they like that because, maybe they're chazering the fiomi, maybe, I don't know, but they enjoy it. So take a job that you are matim for. So he says, Kasibas, there's all kinds of jobs in the world. Mehem kalo, some are easy, meaning terchos and mata, you don't have to labor. Bachanus, a storekeeper, you know, he stands behind the counter. It's not that taxing physically. And the Chavis Avodas lived in the 1100s. He's not going to talk about being a nuclear physicist. He's talking about basically jobs that are very manual, labor-intensive, like being a farmer. Or, he says, like standing in the store, o meleches yad, handwork, needlework, shatir chamud, gunachayotus, being a tailor, or mending, or doing needlepoint, vaksiva, writing, kumis chersitonos, being a wholesaler, you swing the deals. You know, you sit back, you don't have to do any work. You're just a shadchan. You're connecting the buyer and the seller. Right? You're just uschiras harisim, you're the middleman. It doesn't take a lot of work. You get a list of people looking for jobs, and you get a list of people that need workers, and you make the shidduch, right? Umisaskim, upayulim, avoidus adam, you're the middleman. It doesn't take much work. You sit back in your office, even before computers. You just sit back and you swing deals. But then there's things that take a lot of work. Melechus ibud ha'oros, they used to tan hides to have clothing, to have leather, and that's very dirty, hard, smelly, stinky work. To mine, hathokas barzel, to mine coal, to mine iron, to mine copper, mimachzvehem, utzrifas hakesef, to refine silver. Very, very hard work. Then he says, hovala, svilus masos, Ritzifas hamasos, you have to go traveling for long periods of time, you're away from your house. Vavodas ha'adoma, certainly a farmer has to work very, very hard. B'chol adom l'kach, shekol adom, so now, if a person's chazuk begufo, he's physically strong, v'cholush b'havchonoso, and he's not, you know, he's not ready for a PhD in nuclear science. He's a good worker, a hard worker, an honest worker. So he says, Yatim lo mehem mashayesh avodah kasha. So he's obviously matim for physical labor. Vashehu cholush haguf, someone that's weak. V'koach havchanosu chazak, but he's very intellectually, he's a gibor intellectually. So he shouldn't take a job that he has to work physically hard. It's foolish. Ela yista mehen, he should make sure he looks for jobs and he takes jobs that are not physically demanding, the efshalola hasmid bo, that he'll be able, you should look for a job that you're going to be able to keep for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, till retirement, the Chavis Halbova says. La hasmid bo, this is your job, this is your profession, this is your career. And you can't be lazy, you gotta hustle. Chavis Halbova says you gotta hustle. You gotta open up the store, you gotta be there every day, you can't be lazy, you can't. So he says, you have to make sure that you're cut out for whatever you decide to do, and you're going to hustle. If it's hard for you and you're just going to, you know, sleep late, and you're not going to, don't do it. So number one is you should be matim. Number two is, I gave a general overview now. So number one is your body and your brains should be matim for what you're doing. Number two is you should enjoy what you're doing. You should find fulfillment in it. It's not the exact same thing as the first point. He says, and this is a tremendous yesod, the Chavis Halbova says. He says, Hashem created every person with the person's going to find fulfillment doing something. Hashem made sure, because there's a lot of things, because Hashem made the world that you have to do things. So this person is going to find fulfillment. And everybody, basically, if they just go with the flow, if they don't look to get rich, because they, if they, Adarabi is going to say, because you realize that really Parnos is from Hashem, so the Chavis Halbova says, listen to me. Parnos is anyway from Hashem. I'm telling you the rules, how to decide what to do. Look for something that you cut out to do, beside your intellect, beside your body. Don't do something crazy for you. Do something that gives you an inner feeling of fulfillment. That's how Hashem made the world. That's how Hashem made people. And don't say, yeah, but, you know, who says that I'm going to make ends meet if I do that? So good, you know, if a person has a desire nowadays to sell horseshoes, I don't recommend doing it, even according to the Chayvus Halvavus. I don't think he's going to make a parnasa. He can stand in the Merkaz Mischari from morning to night, you know, selling horseshoes. He's not going to have a lot of customers. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, something normal. We're talking about doing something. But, I mean, this happens all the time. I'm making, you know, it sounds funny, but this is a tremendous nisayon. This is bitachon. Chazal says, don't sit there with your guidance counselor in college and saying, okay, what jobs make the most money? It's not going to work. Hashem has decided already if you're going to be rich or poor or make ends meet or not make ends meet. That's decided before you're born. It's decided every Rosh Hashanah. That's there. Mm-hmm. Don't look at that. I mean, so now I'm adding. Of course, make sure it makes sense. Don't bring coals to Newcastle, as the saying goes. Right? That would be foolhardy, and Hashem doesn't want you to do that either. But he says, this is what you do. Am I cut out for it? And does it give me job satisfaction? Every person has something. This satisfies me. Yeah, this is. I enjoy doing this. This makes me feel like this is something worthwhile to do. It fills a certain void in a person's psyche. That's what Chaim Zalvava says. V'yesh l'chol odom. Chazal was a Rishon. He was before Rashi. You can take what he says and you can take it to the bank. He says, Yesh l'chol odom lehitus, a person is drawn to a specific malacha, or lemischar mesuyim, a certain type of thing. This person likes to build, and this person likes to be a wheeler dealer, and this person likes to dabble in stocks, and this person likes to... You like to do things. You enjoy doing a particular thing. Shekvar hadbia lo Hashem b'techunoso ahava v'ha'adofa. Hashem implanted that in each person, and it's like you have to tap into it, and that's what you should do. And don't worry that according to the latest statistics, that's not the best job you can have in terms of money. Because remember, you're having bitachon. And Hashem is the one that determines. You just have to make sure it's normal, it's not crazy, and that it's ostensibly a normal thing to do. And now he gives such a funny, and I use the word very very advisedly, he gives a very funny tzushtel. He gives examples of animals. He says, you know, What do the evolutionists say? This animal has a long beak because it started getting its food supply from the water and it didn't reach the fish. Right? So over a couple of million years, the beak finally got longer so that it could reach the fish and so on and so forth. Now, we agree with all of that, except that Mamish looking in at the wrong end of the telescope. We say Hashem wanted this bird to have its parnasa. This is what the Chavis HaLoda says now. Hashem wanted this bird to have its parnasa from this fish, so it gave it a long. Hashem gave it a long beak so that it could reach the fish. So it's true that every animal ends up with the kalim that it needs to reach its source of food, or to protect itself from its natural predators, its natural enemies in the forest, in the jungle, right? And because Hashem, as I said, you know, Hashem wants this animal to provide this part of the what's called food cycle, food chain, something, yeah, food chain. So it gave it long teeth, and it gave it this, and it gave it big claws, and it gave it horns. And the Chavis HaLoda now goes through a couple of examples of animals. He says, why do you think a cat likes to chase mice for? He says, Hashem want the cat's food supply is mice. Hashem implanted in the cat the instinct to go chase mice so that it should have its food supply. So Hashem, and he goes through a few examples, and this oaf has a long beak, and this one has long legs, and this one has wings, and this one has horns, and everything is there to help it attain its food supply. So too, the Chayyus Halbava says, this is amazing. He says, so too Hashem gave a person that void, that feeling, I don't know, void is not the right word, that hamshacha, in order to draw the person to his source of parnasa. Hashem decreed what the person's source of parnasa should be. So Hashem, and maybe the person went through the first 20 years of life with certain circumstances in order to psychologically implant that desire in him or her. That's right, that's also part of Hashem's handiwork. So that's what the Chayyus Halbava says. He says, just like by animals, the cat wants to chase mice, and the eagle or the hawk with other birds, and the deer chases snakes, and there are ophos that just capture fish. He says each bal chai has the kalim and the desire to go get what Hashem. See, the evolutionists look at it the other way. That first came that it developed the kalim in order to reach its food supply. They're right, but it's Hashem. Hashem gave the animal the kalim in order to reach its food supply. That's true. So it didn't take a billion years. Hashem did it in Sheishes Yemei Breishis. But the idea to look at it's not coincidence. That's the point. That's what I mean when I say it's like the evolutionists. It's not coincidence. Hashem wanted this animal to have this food supply, so it gave it the necessary kalim in order to have it. Lemin mimini hatzomeach, and some animals eat grass, and they have therefore the teeth to do that. Utchunas gufo ve'evarav, and its physical makeup is matimim lekach, kagon hamokar ha'orach, a long beak. Hashokor, or long legs to certain kinds of birds, or Hanivim, the teeth that a lion has, and the claws. Hakarnayim, Lashor, V'la'ayol. I guess that fights off the enemies. Hasher Chomer, Mezono, Menatzomeach. And the animals that Hashem wanted it should eat vegetation, not meat. So they don't have the things that are necessary to eat meat. It starts with Hashem. Hashem said, you're going to eat grass, so you don't need these kind of teeth. You don't need big claws. You don't need horns. Valderech Moshel Zul, the same way as a person. Timso Tchunos B'nei Adam, their nature, what they're drawn to, what they enjoy doing, their physical makeup, is to make it be matim with what Hashem wants them to do. And therefore, when you pick something to do, you should go with what's in your heart? What's in your heart? Now, it's not always easy to do. Because again, you always have to... There's someone whose heart is drawn to music. Really, and it's mamish. If I would be a bigger Baal B'tachon, I'll say it publicly. I would say go for it, but for the life of me, I can't see how he's going to make parnasa in Eretz Yisrael just from music. I don't see it. To me, it's like selling horseshoes. Whether you're going to go to break into a band, like, it's very hard. But I know that according to the Chayyus Halbavas, that's what he should be doing. And I told him that. I said, if you would be the, again, bitachon is a spectrum. I said, don't listen to me, Milinowitz. I'm not a big Baal B'tochen. Well, not for you. I don't see it. I don't see how you're going to make parnasa out of music.
Think two jobs.
What?
Think two jobs.
Okay. I'll send them. If you have eitzes for the person, I don't want to speak about it anymore publicly. But that's what the Chayyus Halbavas is talking about. It's very real to me because I'm grappling with this for years already with the guy. And it's hard. But that's what the Chayyus Halbavas is saying. That you should let your heart speak and do what you get jobs at. First of all, Chavis Lvov is very modern. He's so modern that he not only says make sure you have job satisfaction, but he says look into your heart and see what will give you job satisfaction, and that's what Hashem wants you to do. That's what Hashem has chosen for you, chosen to send you the source of parnasa. V'aderech moshel zeh timtzot tchunos b'nei adam ve'ivareihem u'utodim l'minei hamischar. L'fikach, therefore, mi shemotzeh b'tchunosu b'tivot shuka, a desire, l'achas ha'malachos v'hayaguf, and make sure your body is two things, the inner hergish, and make sure your body, right? If you have to drive for 8 hours, make sure your body is up to driving for 8 hours. Even if you have a desire to do it, but if your body is not cut out for it, something is, you know, lo b'seder. But if you fill those two things, yifne aleha, go for it. V'yasa osa siba lahasogas parnasaso, make that your hishtadlus in parnaso. And but he says, wait a second, but don't forget bitachon, he says. So he says you're going to have a slow week. So don't get angry at Hashem or at yourself or at your job and, you know, kick the door and say, you know, there's going to be slow weeks. There's going to be slow months. He says, v'yakabal olavin, if you couple it with bitachon and you think, oh, really, it's Hashem. So you'll accept the slow weeks and the slow months and the off seasons, and that things are slow, and you won't say, "Oh, that's because I'm not advertising enough." Now, it could be you're not advertising enough, and these are things that have no objective answer, because if advertising is the norm, then you have to advertise. You have to hustle. You have to not be lazy. You have to do. This is the Herculean task of bitachon and hishtadlus, is to do everything. And you look, you say, what's the difference between me and the guy next door? I go to Rabbi Munot's shiurim, and I have bitachon. Wow. And the guy next door doesn't. So he obviously doesn't have bitachon. If you don't go to shiurim, you can't have bitachon. And I don't know, we both open the store at 8 o'clock in the morning, or 9 o'clock in the morning, and we close at 3. I'm like, so what's the difference? So the difference is that if it's true, the two things, if they're true, they don't have to be true, but if they are, that's why it's called Chavis Halvavos. Because it can't be seen. A person looking, Chavis Halvavos will say later, how can you spot a Baal Bitachon? He said, the not Baal Bitachon is usually stressed out, and the Baal Bitachon is calm. He says, they're really doing the same thing, they're really going through life the same. But he gives you, in the very last perek, he mamish tells a discerning eye how you can, I can spot a Baal Bitachon a mile away, you'll be able to say, once you learn the 10th perek. But now he says, yikabel olavas mesikusa umrirusa. You have to accept the sweet and the bitter. There's no promise of being rich. There's no promise that things will be easy, that you'll always have plenty of customers. No. Baal yokuts, don't get disgusted and don't kick the door in be'echad hazmanim lo yasigus parnasaso ba, because that's what bitachon's all about. Anybody, you don't have to come to the shiurim to have bitachon when things are going well. There's no trick. Bitachon is a lifelong pursuit to relate when things are not going well. But you have bitachon that there will go well, that they are going well, that Hashem means the best, all the things involved in bitachon. He says, don't worry about a slow week or month. I mean, you really have to, trust in the Chavis Halvavos. He's saying, pick a job based on these two factors. You're physically and intellectually and mentally cut out for it, and you're drawn towards it. You enjoy it. It gives you job satisfaction. Then have bitachon that this is the means through which Hashem is going to send you parnasa. Don't get discouraged when things slow down, when it's not going so well. Have bitachon. That's where the bitachon part comes in. I'm telling you, this is what you should be doing. You're not going to be out in the street, starved to death. Don't worry. It's not going to happen. Now, there's a period. Actually, there's a comma in my print. And he says an amazing thing. He says now another point. And at first, it doesn't seem like there's a connection. It doesn't seem like a flow. But at the very, very end of the perek, he'll connect the dots. Now he says, like it's a new idea. As you go through life, and as you do your hishtadlus, always have in mind that you're doing Hashem's will. And this way you turn everything you do into service of Hashem. And you'll be an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day, no matter what you do. It's so easy. You could stop at a gas station and fill up the car with gas, and you're not doing anything. You're filling up the car with gas. And all you got to do is say, Hashem wants me to do this. Hashem wants me, the car. Hashem wants me to go wherever I'm going, and Hashem wants me to get out of the car, and pay the guy and fill up with gas, and Hashem can make the car run by itself, But we learned from the Chavis Halvavus that Hashem doesn't perform nisim. He wants the world to work with hishtadlus, and hishtadlus is putting gas in the car. And I'm doing Hashem's will. That's the point. And that's the secret of life. And as the Chavis Halvavus says here, as you do your hishtadlus, just, he's like pleading with you, just think that it's Hashem's will. You're not doing it. First of all, it saves you from a big danger, because it's very easy to think kochi votzim yadi. It's very easy. You work for a month, 6 weeks, and yeah, like, yeah, I'm doing it. Like, yeah, sure, Hashem, I'm so. It's a big danger, very, very big danger. The Chumash talks about the danger, saying kolchi ba'otzim yodi asali asachayel hazeh. Like I said last week, we think, oh, the Israeli army says it. We all say it. We all say it when we do things. I did this, I accomplished this. It's all kolchi ba'otzim yodi asali asachayel hazeh. So you have to stop and say, Hashem, no sein lecha koach lasos chayil. The pasuk doesn't demand that you say, oh, I didn't bake the cake. Hashem baked the cake. It's Hashem gave me the ability to do it. Hashem, what does the pasuk say? V'zacharta ki hu hano sein lecha koach lasos chayil. The pasuk admits that you have kochi v'otzim yadi, so to speak. You have it, but you have to remember where it came from. Doesn't say Hashem hu ha'ose chayil. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says ki Hashem hu ha'nosin l'chol koach la'asos chayil. So when you do your hishtadlus, think that you're doing it because it's Hashem's will. What will then ensue is A, you're being an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. If you get yourself into that mode, that I'm doing this because it's Hashem's will, so you can do the most mundane act, the most anything you do, you're an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. He says it here because it's a specific safeguard against falling into the trap of kochi va'otzim yodi. Because it's like, if you think about it, it's like the greatest shmira in the world. Because if you're always connected to Hashem, and you say, I'm opening my store at 9 o'clock, or I'm going to work and punching the card at 9 o'clock, because Hashem wants me to, you won't, it's like a safeguard. So you won't start thinking, you won't start thinking it's me, because you're always connected to Hashem. If you just do it, so, day one, you're doing it, I'm just going through the motions, but really Hashem's giving me parnasa. Day two, day three, day four. But if you're disconnected from Hashem, so by the third week, you're going to say, yeah, Hashem, me. But if you're always thinking, I'm doing this because Hashem's will, so you're always like plugged in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're lessening the danger. It's like almost a safeguard. You're not going to start thinking, haha, it's me. Because you're always have in mind, you're always putting the context of what you're doing into fulfilling the will of Hashem. Yeah, I'm following orders from Hashem. Hashem says, open your store, advertise, wait on the customers, right? Do the work, you know, do the work, do a good job. Don't be lazy. Do, you know, put your kochos into what you're doing. Make sure you do the best job you can. But I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to. So, like, you won't fall into the trap because you're always connected to the source of what you're doing. So that's a tremendous yesod, Chavos HaLevavos says. It's valuable without the safeguard that I just said. Its value is in making you an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. It says Hishtadlus is not just Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is a holy act. All you have to do is have the right Chavos HaLevavos. You just have to think, Hashem wants me to do this. And then it becomes an act of service to Hashem. B'yiskavin b'hisaskus machshavto v'gufo b'sibo misibo seho v'gormeho. When you do all of these things, l'kayem mitzvos Hashem. And now he says another amazing thing. Till now we said, we were sort of believing the Chavos HaLevavos, that Hashem wants us to do hishtadlus. Okay, I'll believe the Chavos HaLevavos. It seems rather obvious, as the Chavos HaLevavos himself says, that water will never come into my mouth and down my throat unless I pick up the cup and drink it. Obviously, Hashem wants hishtadlus. And then he said, why? Now he's going to say a pasuk. He's going to say, it says in the Torah. I want you to realize that you're doing Hashem's will when you do hishtadlus. So he says, okay, where does it say it in the Torah? I got to say it in the Torah. Where does it say it in the Torah? Why should I believe the Chavos HaLevavos? Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'odom vayanicheu b'gan Eden la'ovda u'lishamra. I've quoted this many times, this pasuk, in the name of the Chavos HaLevavos. It's very, very, very choshev that the Chavos HaLevavos does not quote the pasuk of B'zeyas HaPecha Toch HaLechem that we're used to thinking of as a curse. He quotes a pasuk that was said before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, when Hashem originally created man and put him in Gan Eden, and he didn't have to do much. He didn't have, I don't know, seasons, and he didn't have to, I don't know what he did, but he certainly didn't have to work hard. But still, Hashem wanted him to work Gan Eden. Hashem wanted a person to call it Tikkun Olam, call it, right, the Peru Revu Meluas, or it's the Chiv Shuha. Hashem wants a man to build bridges, to build roads, to build buildings. Hashem wants people to tame the world. Hashem wants people to do that. And you see that at the very inception of creation, that Hashem put man in Gan Eden and said, work the land. I don't know what he did. You ask me, what did he do exactly? Did he water the Eitz Chaim? I don't know. But it says in the pasuk, and the Chavos HaLevavos takes it very seriously, v'yanicheu b'gan Eden la'avda, to work the land, u'lishamra, and to watch it, that it shouldn't get spoiled. And the ability to use balei chayim, whatever, they used to use animals, we use machines, they use animals, we use machines, we use the koach of electricity in the Bria. They used animals, but so Hashem put animals in the world for people to use. I say we, I don't know, I guess it's safe to say probably most of the world, certainly most of the Western world, probably safe to say most of the world, the overwhelming majority of the world just harnesses the koach of electricity for their own use. And anything in the world, getting married, having children, you're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. For us, you kabel schar, you'll get your reward for being an Eved Hashem. Whether or not you're successful or not, your hishtadlus doesn't have to work to get the reward that you're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it. Just by doing it. So that's anyway true. And that's marvelous because you'll be an Eved Hashem. And you'll get schar for being an Eved Hashem. And it's the truth. And you're living the truth. and you're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it, and you're fulfilling the tachlis of the Bria, because at the very inception of the Bria, Hashem said, I want people to create things, to make clothing, to create, to do, to build. I want people to be masak in my world. That's he took Adam Arishon, he told him that. You shouldn't think not. You can quote the Chavis HaLodos. Chavis HaLodos says it. It's not a crazy idea. It's not a radical idea. It's the Chavis HaLodos says it. Hashem created Adam Arishon and said, here, take care of my world. Now he says, V'oz Yiskayim B'tchono B'Hashem. That's connecting the dots. Because what does he throw it in here for? It's a beautiful Musa speech, but why is it in Shara B'tachon? That's what I said before. Because if you think that, then you won't fall into Kochi V'otzim Yodi mode. Because you'll always be plugged into Hashem. V'oz Yiskayim B'tchono B'Hashem V'lo Tazikehu. You'd think it's a promise from a Chassidish Rebbe. It's really logical and rational. The hisaskus besibos, right? This is really it tears away at us. It's so hard. We are mesasek and hishtadlus a whole day, and it's so hard to think, oh, it's not really me, you know. And it's really hard because what do we do a whole day when we're not davening? We're working. We're doing. So how do you guard against saying, it's me? How do you do that? So he says, this is, V'lo tazikeyu ha-hisaskus besibos la-haksogos parnasosu behem klal. The hisaskus in hishtadlus won't harm you if when you do your hishtadlus, you have in mind, I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to. And it's so logical. He doesn't explain why. Like you think of it, it's a segula. But it's so logical, because if you're always doing it and you're saying, I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it, so you're always keeping in mind that Hashem is really sending you the parnasa, and this is just what Hashem wants you to do, so I'm doing it. And if you, so okay, I'm doing it because Hashem, so first of all, you get the benefit of being an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. And second of all, it's a guard. It's a safeguard against losing your bitachon. You're in the store a whole day. How am I supposed to maintain my bitachon? Come on. It's not impossible if you always have in mind, or three times a day say it, I'm doing Hashem's will. Hashem wants me to be in the store. Hashem can send me parnasa without it. Hashem wants me to be in the store. Just like he wanted Adam Arishon and Gan Eden to work to work Gan Eden. But you have to maintain the bitachon. Now he goes back to bitachon. He says, then don't think that your parnosa is dependent on this particular thing you're doing. Right? In other words, that's what's giving you parnosa. And if you wouldn't be doing this, it's very hard. A person is an engineer, and he's earning a parnosa. And I tell the person, I want you to imagine that you're a shoemaker, and you're making the same amount of money. You can't. Okay, but at the end of your life, you're aspiring to that. That you really, it's an avoda. It's a tremendous avoda. It's bitachon is counterintuitive. Because of the chi of hishtadlus, it's really counterintuitive. And I say, if I'd be a shoemaker, I'd be having the exact same amount of money. And you go, you know, I could say the words if it'll make you happy, Rabbi Linowitz, but like, no way. But right, that's what we're saying. It's not what you're doing that's getting you the money. And all the sibos are equal to Hashem. Hashem could give you parnosa however he wants. Mimokom sheyirtze. K'moshe omer akosov ki'eng l'Hashem matzor loshia baravo b'ma'ot. This is what Yehonasan said to his arms bearer when they were facing the army of the Plishtim. They said, let's attack them. Hashem can send a Yeshua. There's no difference, a big army, a small army. So the Malbim says an interesting, you know, the Malbim says there, you know, we think Hashem is the most powerful force in the world. But let's say you say, I'm very strong. So I pick this up. So I'm exerting enough koyach to pick up this cup. Let's say I want to pick up the chair. So I'm still very strong. I can pick up the chair, but I'm exerting more koach. Hashem's not like that, the Malbim says. Hashem doesn't have to exert more koach when it's 2 against 100 or when it's 100 against 100. Hashem's will is reality. There's no that, so when Yohonasan said to his arms bearer that Hashem, there's nothing restraining Hashem lahoshia barav o bima'at, he was saying a very deep philosophical point that Hashem doesn't have to exert himself more. No such thing. So Hashem will give you parnasa. However, so again, to sum up what we learned today, Hashem sending the parnasa, we're doing the hishtadlus. Hashem wants you to pick a specific career. Don't go out there and take the first, close your eyes, you know, throw the dart at the want ads, and wherever it lands, you're going to take the job. No, Chavis HaLavah says. Figure out what you cut out to do, figure out what you enjoy doing, figure out what gives you fulfillment in life. That's what he says. And that's not because I want you to be happy, but because that's what Hashem wants you to do. And Hashem created you with that, with your physical capabilities and your intellectual capabilities and your emotional state and what you're drawn to in terms of artistry, in terms of wheeling and dealing, in terms of what you feel fulfilled. Hashem did all of that to steer you in a certain direction of Hishtadlus. And he's sending the Parnasa. And don't get excited if it doesn't work. And don't think that, you know, I got to try something else because there's no difference. But don't get caught up in this and say, this is what's making me Parnasa. Just keep the bitach. And the way to do that, the best trick in the world, it's a trick, but it's a fantastic trick because it has so many other side benefits, is to always have in mind that you're doing the will of Hashem, no matter what you're doing. I'm getting up early in the morning to go to work. Hashem wants me to. And if you're not sure if Hashem wants you to, then you'd have to better come talk to the rabbi.